You can visit the distillery on the same block as Dawsonville City Hall and the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame. Cheryl Woods, the owner, and she's obviously proud to be a ninth-generation manufacturer of corn whiskey.
When they were taxing and didn't want to pay the taxes, they decided, well, we're not going to do that. We're just going to make it at night under the light of the moon. So it got the name Moonshine.
Woods says the distillery gets up to 50 visitors a day, most of whom take a taste of the family recipe. And those visitors ask all the time to buy a bottle.
Then I say, well, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you here. And they said, why not? And then I say, because it's against the law and you'll need to go to a liquor store. Are you kidding me? That's what they say.
Georgia's liquor laws have a three-tier distribution system. It goes from manufacturer to wholesaler to retailer, and there's no cutting out the middleman. In this year's legislative session, a bill to make an exception got tabled quicker than you can say awesome bill from Dawsonville. But Woods State Representative Kevin Tanner says he'll support a more narrowly written bill next year that he thinks will please both Woods customers and the big distributors.
It's an unfair disadvantage that some of the folks at Dawsonville Moonshine Distillery just are never going to be able to compete at that level, and they should be able to sell some of their product on site.
Wood and Tanner are quick to point out that selling the shine on premise can be a win-win.
If someone comes in to visit the distillery from Florida and they pick up a couple of bottles, and if it's something they like, then they're going to be looking at their local retail establishment to buy the product in the future.
In the meantime, Wood says she'll continue to support the distillery tours with the revenue she makes from moonshine sales in Georgia liquor stores, especially the one a half mile down the road. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.